Chapter 8. Literary Ghosts. Ghosts and the supernatural are part of literature. Let's meet some famous literary ghosts. William Shakespeare used ghosts in several of his plays. In Hamlet, the castle guards see the ghost of Hamlet's father one night. Then the ghost speaks to Hamlet and tells him terrible things about his murder. Shakespeare's play Macbeth begins with three ugly witches. They tell Macbeth and Banquo strange things about their future. Later on in the play, Banquo's ghost appears at a banquet table and scares Macbeth. In Richard III, the sad ghosts of two boy princes appear to King Richard. He murdered them earlier in the play. In Julius Caesar, Caesar's ghost appears to remind Brutus of his crime. The American writers, Nathaniel Hawthorne and Edgar Allan Poe, were very interested in the supernatural and in spirits. Their stories often talk about ghosts, evil spirits, and demons. In Poe's stories, death and the supernatural are often present. In Eleonora, 1842, the ghost of Eleonora returns to give a message to the narrator. In Hawthorne's novel, The House of the Seven Gables, unhappy people and strange spirits live in an evil old house. His short story, Young Goodman Brown, 1846, talks about a young man and his adventure in the forest with witches and the devil. Charles Dickens's A Christmas Carol, 1843, is a complete ghost story with four ghosts. Jacob Marley and the ghosts of Christmas Past, Christmas Present, and Christmas Yet to Come. The ghost of Jacob Marley is an important character of the story. Wilkie Collins was a writer and a friend of Charles Dickens. He was the father of the modern mystery story. He also wrote a complete ghost story called The Haunted Hotel, 1879. At the end of the 19th century, the ghost story became a literary form. The Canterville Ghost, 1887, by Oscar Wilde, is an excellent example of a humorous ghost story. The ghost makes friends with one of the characters of the story. In The Turn of the Screw, 1898, Henry James created a macabre ghost story about two evil ghosts and their two young victims. A very frightening tale.